Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Claire Warren, National Educator for NRX Botanicals, and we've been talking about digestive enzymes for optimal health. And before the break, we talked about a lot of different symptoms of poor digestion, and we talked about the NRX product Digest Best being a full-spectrum digestive enzyme formula. And Claire, can you just pick up there again and just describe that for someone who's just joining us?
Absolutely. So like Dave said, the Digest Best formula is full spectrum, which means it has all the enzymes to break down all different types of foods between your gluten, your dairy, your beans, your fibers, your proteins, your fats. So that's what it means by full spectrum. And a digestive enzyme is so important, and it should be a part of everybody's nutritional supplement program, whether you take it every day or whether you just take it on days that you go out and maybe eat a meal that you've eaten a little bit too much, or you've eaten certain foods that you may know that your body is sensitive to. So a digestive enzyme is important for whether you're aging and your acid levels are low, or whether you're just overeating, eating things that you normally wouldn't eat, whether you have symptoms such as acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, burping all the time, gas, any of that kind of, those kind of symptoms can be prevented with a good quality digestive enzyme.
When's a good time to take it?
That's a great question, Dave. So a lot of times digestive enzymes should be taken before a meal, but if you're like me, you will forget sometimes to take a digestive enzyme before you eat. And it's very frequent that we find that you will have already eaten and already feel bloated, or feel like, oh boy, I shouldn't have eaten that. Or, you know what, I just ate a little bit too much. And the great thing about the Digest Best product, because of the ingredients, it will work if you take it during a meal, or like myself, when you realize, oh boy, I should have taken an enzyme. It actually works really well after you've eaten, after you're already starting to feel those symptoms of bloating or fullness, or just realizing that maybe your body is not going to tolerate what you've just eaten. So usually I take two, and I usually take it, you know, mid-meal or after a meal. And the great thing about Digest Best is you will notice right away. Usually the first time you take it, you'll notice. So you'll take it with a meal, either before, during, or after a meal, and usually take two of the capsules at a time.
And before the break, we talked about five specific enzymes. And if you just joined us and you didn't hear that, we archive all our radio shows. So if you visit our website, it'll be under enzymes, and you just scroll down, click on Insights for Health Interviews, and it'll be there. Some very good information. But the next enzyme we want to talk about is lipase, which is a powerful fat digesting enzyme. Can you describe that for us, Claire?
Definitely, Dave. So this is a really important enzyme because it breaks down fat or lipids, and it helps with your body utilizing fat. Now, fat is not necessarily a bad thing, as you know, especially with this big keto movement, with the keto diet, which many of you may be familiar with. We need fat. Fat is important. Fat is important for us to even lose fat. So basically, the way that the lipase works is it's a fat digesting enzyme. It helps your body break down fat that's found in meat and dairy and oils and nuts and seeds. So there's many different places we can get fat. And I'm talking about good fat as well as bad fat. But what that increase in fat in our diet does is it causes digestive problems. So most people that are on the keto diet or a keto-type diet, they're eating high amounts of fat, high amounts of protein, but in turn it causes digestive problems. So anybody that's on a keto diet to try and lose weight or increase muscle mass and lose body fat should be on a good digestive enzyme. So the lactase is designed specifically to digest dairy products, and the milk sugar, which is the lactose, and the milk protein, which is the casein. And many people have casein allergies. They're not necessarily allergic to the milk, but they have a problem breaking down that casein in the dairy. So this will help break down that milk protein, that casein. And the high amounts of fat in our diets often cause the gas, the bloating, the cramping, the indigestion, even constipation and diarrhea. And if we really listen to our gut after we eat and kind of listen to our bodies, you'll notice that certain foods, specifically certain fats, may cause that constipation and diarrhea. So basically, it's breaking down that lactose in the body.
Yeah, so the lipase and the lactose are working simultaneously there. And especially,
they are.
And I liked how you mentioned how important fat is. Like, there was that big whole craze with a low-fat diet. Like, let's not eat fat, thinking we're not going to put weight on. But quite the opposite occurs.
Very true. Yeah, we need that fat. Fat is so important. And, you know, the keto diet does work. It works if you follow it. But, you know, just like with anything, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes it's too much fat and protein and not enough of other things to help with the digestion.
So the next enzyme is peptidase. What does that do?
And this is something that's quite unique to the Enerex product that's not necessarily in a lot of other digestive enzymes. So what it's doing is it's breaking down all types of animal and plant-based protein into amino acids. And amino acids are really important. They're described as the building blocks of protein. If you think of protein or your muscles like a wall, it's the building blocks of the protein so it can be used by the body. So this is very, very important. So it's helping your body digest the protein particles that come in the gluten and the casein, and making them used to build muscle in the body. So very, very important.
Yeah, so when we eat protein, it breaks it down from protein to a peptide to the amino acid. The body absorbs the amino acids and then takes those amino acids and rebuilds other parts within the body. Even enzymes itself are built from amino acids, aren't they?
Absolutely. It is the building blocks. And I always think with my sports nutrition and personal training background, you know, think of a pound of fat like a pillow, and think of a pound of muscle like a brick. There's such a big difference in the physical size.
Yeah.
And when you're building your muscles, you need those amino acids. You need that protein. That protein is so important, but also good quality, clean protein.
Yeah. Another enzyme is protease SP. What does that do?
Yes. So there's two different kinds of protease in the DigestBest formula. And that's what makes it very, very unique. Not only is there fungal protease, which is SP, which helps as far as candida and this protein not being used to feed the sugars and the candida in the body. So there's a fungal protease. But there's also a bacterial protease, and that's what makes it really, really unique. So basically, the protease DPP helps to digest protein, specifically in the gluten and the casein, for specific dairy and wheat intolerances. So people that are gluten sensitive or casein sensitive, there's a lot of people out there that have to eat gluten-free diets. And if they even get a tiny, tiny bit of gluten in their diet, it will cause food sensitivities, digestive problems. So this protease is really important. And it also helps as far as breaking down the peptide sequences in protein with foods that contain that protein, okay? So it's basically a lack of this particular enzyme causes irritable bowel syndrome, and inflammation in the bowel, as well as Crohn's, colitis, celiac. So this is something that when it's related to digestion, there's a lot of people out there that have those problems, those leaky guts, irritable bowel, Crohn's, colitis, and celiac. So this is a very, very important enzyme that is specific to the DigestBest formula to deal with those problems.
Is there anything in the formulation of the capsule that could be a problem to someone with celiac, for example?
No. Enerex is very particular in not only what we put into our capsules, but what we have in our capsules. So our capsules are veggie-based capsules, and there's nothing in the formulation of the capsule itself that can cause any intolerances or sensitivities. We're very particular about what we use, and there's no heats, no solvents in the manufacture of any of our products either.
Claire, we're getting the signal here for time, so there's a couple more real quick if we can just zip through and touch on those. And the one is the betaine HCl. Can you explain quickly what that
is? Absolutely. So the other two things that make the NRX product very unique as far as a digestive enzyme is the betaine HCl and the L-glutamine. So the betaine HCl helps as far as the digestion of fats and proteins. It helps the production of hydrochloric acid, which is your stomach acid. Very, very important. So this helps your body. It works with the body's production naturally of hydrochloric acid. And hydrochloric acid is needed to break down your food. And what happens is as we age or as we have certain health issues, some people have less hydrochloric acid than others. So this works along with the hydrochloric acid that your body produces to help break down the food. And this is one of the reasons why we say you should not be drinking, whether it's water or alcoholic beverages or anything, when you eat, because it dilutes the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. So we should try to eat, to drink before or after we eat, not during a meal, because it dilutes that hydrochloric acid. So the Digest Best product helps to put that hydrochloric acid naturally back into your body, and it also helps to prevent allergic reactions to the food and alleviates the acid reflux and the heartburn. So this is specific to acid reflux and heartburn. Very, very important.
And very quickly, if you can touch on L-glutamine.
L-glutamine is so important, especially for the treatment of peptic ulcers and preventing the deterioration of the mucosal lining in the intestines. Really important. It's one of the 19 amino acids, which we talked about as being building blocks to help maintain a really healthy digestive tract. It's often used by athletes to help improve and recover after exercise. Really important to help with the mucus and the mucosal lining of the stomach. So also very unique to the Digest Best formula.
Claire, it's been a privilege having you here. Any summarizing thoughts?
Just as far as digestion overall, you want to make sure that you listen to your gut, listen to what your body's telling you when you're eating, how you're reacting to certain foods. And like I mentioned before, all of us should have a digestive enzyme in our cupboard, in our purse, you know, available to us when we eat, and not necessarily for everyday use for everybody, but there's always times that we overeat or we eat certain foods that our bodies just don't tolerate. And with something like the Digest Best, you can take it as needed. You don't have to take it every day. So it's a must-have for people to help as far as the bloating, the gas, the heartburn, and also the food sensitivities.
Claire, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health today.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having us.
I've been speaking with Claire Warren, registered holistic nutritionist and national educator for NRX Botanicals. And the product Digest Best is at the Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, and we know it's difficult to catch all the information. So to re-listen to this interview, visit thehealthyhabit.ca. Click on Insights for Health Interviews and just scroll down alphabetically. So thank you for listening, and visit The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street, where we help you help yourself with your health.